Right. So what is the plan of action you feel is appropriate?
So I agree with you. The reviews were mostly positive. So the editor gave us some of the things that we have to fix.
I don't think the editor specified anything explicitly.
No, he did.
He did?
He did. He pointed out like four things that...
Oh, he did?
Yeah. You can look at the email.
I see.
He said like, I think four or five things that...
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite unusual. That's very useful. And focus on those things.
Okay. So there we go. See? Based on the detailed feedback, I am preparing.
Oh, this is from the associate editor.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Yeah, four things. I think the hardest there would be the second point.
Well, the third one here, better describe. Okay. I think we understand this better.
Yes, now we understand it much better.
You evaluate the stacking properties. Okay.
Yeah, this is something that a lot of the reviewers pointed out. I think...
So this involves a new experiment, however, composition of extension will be a component of the work, and there is little in the evaluation. Okay. Okay, this is to be pretty fair.
Yeah, it's pretty fair, and the reviews were quite good. I like what they said.
I completely missed this part. I was just looking at the reviews, and
okay.
There's going to be a lot of work involved. But this is fine.
Yeah.
So in terms of the second part, better motivate the work, add a principal discussion of why ABLE makes things easier for developers and admins, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the paper needs to cite some evidence that these issues are among the most pressing concerns.
Do you have any citations in mind for that?
Oh, hey, right?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations. Thank you. So, I thought you already left.
No, I'm still here for about a month.
Okay, only you or?
All three of them are joining in October.
October, so
yeah.
So you still can enjoy.
So you
just go work for the real work, then you can enjoy the
other.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Xu Qing was one of the people who
recommended
your... Oh, okay. He was one of the, what should I say, nominators. Who's this now? Hello? Yes? Hey, good, Alex. You know, I'm in a meeting right now. Is there any way that I could call you afterwards? The same? Is 9713000? Okay. Okay, you're Alex, right? Okay, and where did you say you're calling from? Oh, you did? Okay, perfect. I'll call you back. All right, thanks. Yeah, we're in the process of buying a second car.
Oh, okay, now, yeah. I guess
finally.
That you really need it.
Yeah. I've been trying to, like, hold off on that for such a long time. Anyway, so we have some people calling about that. So in terms of the citation, let me think about this. What can we say in that regard? Well, we can cite our own work from the Speed paper, like from long time back. But that's probably not enough.
Yeah.
What do we have? So the key is...
Well, we do cite other works, like violin and...
Oh, yeah. But it says here that some evidence that the issues addressed by Abel are among the most pressing concerns. I don't know if we can provide evidence for that, but we could provide evidence to say that they are concerns.
Yeah, but the most pressing.
Yeah, that's very hard. That's really hard, right? But they are difficult challenges. I think that's what we could go after.
I think all the reviewers agreed that was the case. I mean, I'm not sure why the editor put that there, but all the reviewers think it is an important problem. I mean, I don't remember any of them complaining about that.
Right. So what can we say in that regard? Maybe some storage administration forums could have, because what we are talking about is about storage administration, right? And there's not a lot of material out there. The HP guys have published some work on storage administration and why it is complex, and I remember that...
You mean like Minerva and Hyperdrome and all those?
That sort of stuff. But I don't know if they talk about the challenges that at the level.
Probably they cite some other works that we could also cite.
Yeah. And Hippodrome is another one, right? Hippodrome, Minerva. Did you mention Hippodrome?
Yeah.
Same one. Okay. And Minerva and the HP guys are probably the most active in that space. So it might make sense to look at some of those papers, and we can get something from there.
Okay.
And the other option is to look at some storage administrator forums. Even if they don't talk about it in the same language as we do, but if they have some inclination as to, okay, how do I add this, how do I turn on this optimization, or should I turn it on or not, and such. I think even those sorts of discussions are pointers for our, why our work is relevant.
True.
Because people have thought about this in a formal way. So we might not see the discussions in the way that we want to cite. So we have to sort of read into the citation a little bit. Right?
That's true. Okay.
Well, I think it's we can do something there.
Okay. So
what about the other one? The most time-consuming one, perhaps, is the last one, right?
Yeah, that's the most time and space-consuming, I think.
But I don't think we have to worry about space at this point.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about space. But so in that case, I believe we already have a couple of examples that we could extend. For instance, I did a different one for the thesis presentation. We could recycle some of that.
Okay.
Right?
But did we have like?
No, we didn't have have an example for a three level. But I have to think about it. But what we thought initially is what we can just compose, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Use the composition rules and
yeah.
It's just like function composition. I mean,
right,
it shouldn't. So and that led me to think that we could add something like saying that we could treat
they also say reviewer one has some suggestions on how to do that. Given three extensions, there are six possible stacking options. Please show that. Okay. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying, that it's just space consuming, but it's not a difficult exercise.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Okay.
Right.
So I guess we just need to agree upon the three extensions.
Exactly.
So do you have something in mind already there?
So the example that I had was...
You had encryption and...
Encryption and access.
Hmm.
So we could add encryption
to the DDTube example that we have in the evaluation section at the end.
And that dedupe has what? What dedupe annexes or?
No, that has. Sorry, that has. Yeah, it has. Dedupe and I forgot the other thing that it had. Replication on a remote site.
Oh.
That's what it has.
Okay. Okay, so but this guy says, well,
performance, reliability, and energy, etc. But I guess he doesn't care which ones.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't care which one.
As long as there are three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just wants to see that it works for more than two.
Hmm.
That's what, and a couple of other reviewers mentioned that.
Right. Right, and we haven't tested it explicitly ourselves. So it would be a good thing,
mm-hmm.
a good exercise for us to go through as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want to do? I mean, I know that the fast deadline is coming up, and I don't think we can delay this by too much time.
Yeah, according to what it said there. Okay, so what I was thinking is that I can work on the example, and I can work on there was another point there. Go back. So.
I could help with some of these which are
easy. And this one, the interplay between dominance and effectiveness.
Because I think you did
exactly.
make some improvement
yeah.
for your thesis,
mm-hmm.
so you could borrow that.
So exactly. So I can work on those two.
Hmm.
And if you have time to look at the this one, that is the one that I'm mostly clueless about right now.
Okay.
And then at the end we can do one full revision to improve the writing.
Okay.
Right. So that way, and yeah. So probably.
Yeah, this should probably be easy for you because we've already gone through.
Exactly.
This one will take more time.
Yeah, that will take more time.
Okay. So what we should probably do is to lighten the load on you, is to see if we can. I mean, maybe it's better for you to spend the next 1 week on the fast submission.
Okay.
So that you have some draft.
Mm-hmm.
That you can then hand over so that they can start contributing as well.
Okay.
Because in terms of timing, that might work
yeah,
better.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then you can, you know, in the following week, maybe you can focus on this thing.
Okay. So let me do that.
Yeah?
Okay, that makes sense.
So, and the other thing is that, have we responded to the editor?
No, because I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Should I respond and saying, okay, that we're going to work on it and
Okay, so it doesn't seem like a response is required. No, we just do this, whatever he says. Right? He says to revise your manuscript, do this. So we don't have to send him an email. It's
okay.
Not necessary. I don't think we need to respond.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, so
it just says your revised manuscript should be uploaded as soon as possible. But as soon as possible could mean anything.
Yeah.
I would say 1 month is a reasonable deadline. Or.
Okay. Yeah, because I think it's not, I mean.
And we are actually doing, substantial improvement for this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I remember we made some serious
changes. Yeah, we made some serious improvement there.
Yeah.
And I believe the last one is just time consuming, but it shouldn't be too complicated.
Once we have a new version, then we also need to write up how we address each of these guys. And in
yes.
the response document.
I see. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, so let me just focus on the other paper now and then
maybe
come
we
back
can
to
meet,
this one.
Meet sometime next Thursday or Friday.
Okay.
To Well, I think we already know the plan for this, so
yeah.
we just execute it
mm-hmm.
the following week.
Okay, so let's do that. When should we meet next?
I think we decided on.
I think
whenever you are
Tuesday
ready
should be okay.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I think Tuesday is fine with me. I believe I can complete the three on Monday and come back to you so we can. So, because I mean, the thing about this is that I have a lot of questions sometimes. Because there are things that are not clear in my head, and
and it's better sounding board also. Right?
Exactly.
I'm not here on Monday, otherwise we could have met for a brainstorming session. Let's do it on Tuesday.
Okay, perfect. Tuesday, what time?
Tuesday, I don't believe I have anything yet. But let's do Tuesday afternoon, say, you know, 3 p.m.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I'm completely open. I don't have any.
All right, let's do it. And you saw my email about Swami and Nisha visiting, right?
No.
No? Okay.
I haven't checked email.
I sent an email. Next Friday.
Well, I did check email, but I didn't have yours.
Yeah.
Next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday. I sent it to this list, systems-pc. You're part of that list, right?
Yeah, I should be part of that list. Okay.
Yeah, so they're coming next Friday.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah, so it'll be good to... you know, meet with them and hear about all the cool things that these guys are doing. They're doing lots of interesting things.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, they definitely are. Okay, so see you Tuesday then.
Okay.
What time?
3 o'clock.
No,